And this is, I'm Lynn LeMaster, as most of you know, with Prescott E-News, and I am joined by two lovely ladies. And so, Catherine, why don't you introduce yourself to start with? And then our guest. You can introduce our guest.
Hi, I'm Catherine Anderson, and I am the program specialist with the Regional Economic Development Center at Yavapai College. And we have with us today McKenna with Fan Contracting.
Hello.
So we're here to talk about the Job and Career Fair that's being held in Prescott in about a week, isn't it?
Yes.
Almost a week.
A week from today, Thursday?
Yeah.
This week's been flying by.
Right.
Yes, the job fair is next Wednesday, March 27th, so less than a week.
Oh, okay, great. And what time will it start?
The job fair starts at 3:30 p.m. and it runs till 6 p.m. However, we have early admission time for veterans, our job seekers that are 55 and older, and those with disabilities. They can come in at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m., okay. And it seems like your hours are a little bit later than a lot of job fairs have been in the past.
Yes, we changed the job fair hours this year because we wanted to allow those that we consider underemployed. They may already have a job, but they're looking for something better, or maybe they need a second position. And then we wanted to also allow our high school students that don't get out of school until 2:30, 3 o'clock, the opportunity to also attend. By having it in the morning hours, as we've pretty much always done, we didn't allow those individuals the opportunity to attend.
Okay, so that sounds great. So McKenna, tell us your role in the job fair here.
Sure. I am with Fan Contracting. I work in HR. What I do is I, you know, sign up for the job fair, get a booth, and then stay the whole time and just, you know, talk with people. We do on-the-spot interviews. We do just a lot of face-to-face contact with the people who are applying.
So as a prospective employer, what are you looking for in the people that come to the job fair? I mean, what's your ideal candidate?
Someone who's prepared is obviously, you know, the best way to go. You know, have a resume, you know, your job experience on hand, business cards, those types of things. The really cool thing about the job fairs now is that there's the computers that you can access the application. So, you know, we talk to you for a little bit and you're more than welcome to go fill out the application. Not just for us, but for, you know, anyone who's there, which is really a great opportunity.
And do you have full-time or part-time jobs available?
All full-time, yep.
Those are. And what kind of jobs are they? I'm assuming they have to do with contracting.
Yes, we do heavy highway construction. However, there is two open positions for our office, which don't come around all that often. We have an IT position with any background in IT from, you know, the very beginning to highly experienced. We're taking applications for that, and also accounts payable.
Okay, so it sounds like you're hoping to come away with a lot of new employees.
Yes, yeah, we have, in about the next couple of weeks, we'll have anywhere from 20 to 50 job openings. That comes, you know, more on the field side, all heavy equipment operators, motor graders especially. We're always looking for those grader hands. A few paving crew people, you know, pipe work, and also for our crusher. We're looking for a crusher mechanic with experience doing on the crusher and also a production loader.
Wow, so you have some pretty specialized job requirements.
Yeah, it is. Specifically jobs like the motor grader or the mechanic, but we also have the labor positions.
So you do on-the-job training?
Yes. We do have a state registered apprentice program. It's a 6,000 hour, 3-year program. It's great. It's like a after high school, you know, program, and you get a state certificate. It's like going to college.
So you don't need a college degree to be in that program?
No.
So how many employers are coming that want to see college degrees, resumes, you know, that are very extensive, and how many are open to the entry-level person?
You know, I don't have the exact breakdown of how many want that college degree versus just have experience.
Right.
I was trying to find the right words to express that. But I will say we do have over 70 employers that will be there. And they have a combination of over 1,000 positions that are open. And
wow.
The one thing that they do have in common is regardless if they're okay with that high school diploma or that certificate or that degree, they want you to come professional. They want you to come with that resume. They want you to be in a nice outfit. And that doesn't mean you have to come in a suit.
Right.
But it does mean don't come in your ripped up jeans or your slippers or your flip-flops. And I have to say that because, and McKenna's probably seen it, we have had those show up at the job fair.
Wow.
So it means come in a nice pair of khakis, nice pair of shoes, maybe a button shirt. Just dress professional, because you could be meeting your future employer that day. Like McKenna said, they'll do on the job or on the spot interviews that day. And I've had another employer contact me also asking, will there be room to do interviews that day? So you could be leaving that afternoon with a potential job offer, or at least be on the list for, we're going to follow up with you because we're interested. And you want the impression that they're leaving with to be of, you know, wow, we're wowed. You showed up with that resume. You showed up with the skills we're looking for, and you looked nice. Not, well, that guy, we kind of thought that he was skilled, but I don't know. He had on shorts and flip-flops and not sure if he even showered today.
Yeah.
That's not the impression you want to leave.
And you probably should leave your pets at home, I
leave
would imagine.
Leave your pets at home. Yes. And I that's a good point, because we actually have had people show up at their animals also. And we understand, but let me clarify that. Again, back to your veterans, we do understand we have some that have some PTSD or need their employee assistance.
The service animals.
We understand that.
Right.
But if you're just Joe Smith and it's your little poodle that you take everywhere with you,
right,
leave the poodle at home.
That's a good idea. So what if I come in and I'm interested and all of a sudden I find that there are so many job opportunities I'm interested in, I run out of resumes?
Well, we have a new feature this year that we are bringing a portable computer. Oh my gosh, I'm getting all my words right. Portable printer for just the job seekers, that they can come see us and we'll print out extra resumes for them. And I have to clarify, it's for the job seekers, because we're hoping our employers are prepared and brought enough
right.
of their paperwork for them. But like you said, a job seeker may not realize, oh my gosh, there's plenty here. Like, because I want to go back for a second and
sure.
what McKenna was saying earlier, that right now they are hiring for a couple of office positions, because a lot of people won't think that. They'll go, oh, fan, they're just contracting, they're just construction. And so they won't an IT person may come in and go, well, I don't need to stop by that table. I don't need to have a resume for them. We encourage job seekers to stop by every single table, because you don't know what that company may have.
Right.
Then fan's a great example of that. And so again, because they didn't think there'd be all these companies there that had an IT position or an accounts payable position, they might not have brought enough resumes. And that's why we will go ahead and make extra copies for them. But again, stop by every table, because you don't know what everybody's hiring.
Right. And so you said that there are 70 employers that will be there. So should somebody bring 70 copies of their resume and 70 copies of their cover letter?
Yes and no, because realistically, we know some of those are for nursing positions or specialized positions that I'm not even qualified for. And I can't go do construction contracting work. I can't go drive one of those.
No.
Hey, you could always learn, you know, we have that apprentice program there.
But yes, if I do that, then I couldn't, you know, offer the job fairs. So, I mean, realistically, no, you're not going to bring one for every one of them. But if they go online and look at what positions are being offered or what companies are going to be there, that would give them a really good idea of how many resumes they should be bringing. Because online, for companies that have told us, and Fan was one of them, we list the positions that they are offering. So they can look and go, okay, I see they're offering a caregiver. They're offering an industrial electrician. This one's offering an IT support technician. Okay. So they can get an idea.
So in doing that, where do they go online?
they can visit our website, which is yc.edu/REDC, and that stands for Regional Economic Development Center. Okay. And there is a link for job fairs. And if you click on the link, you'll see all the different job fairs we have coming up in the next couple of months. And click on the Prescott Job Fair, uh-huh. and there'll be one that says participating exhibitors.
Okay.
And it was last updated on March 18th, was just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And we've had a few more come in since, and I'll be getting that updated before the end of the week.
Okay, so since it's in Prescott, do people have to live in Prescott to participate?
No, they do not, because we have businesses participating from all over Yavapai County. We've got Drake Cement, which is up there, I don't want to call that the
near Paulden,
yeah. area. We've got Prescott Valley attending, I believe. Chino Valley School District is participating. So no, you don't have to live in Prescott. You can live all over Yavapai County. And we even have a couple Phoenix companies that are participating. Not that we want to lose our people to Phoenix, but I'm about getting our people employed.
Right. And you were telling me before we started that you have jobs all over the state.
Correct.
So yeah. If why don't you tell me one of the communities that you'll be working in this summer, or the spring and summer.
Sure.
And, you know, should people from that area consider applying?
Definitely. We do, site hiring as well. Like an example, mm-hmm. we are in Lake Havasu City, Parker. You know, our hiring manager, our HR team, will go out to those cities, hire on the spot there. Working with the tribes. Goodwill is actually a great resource for their career centers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do statewide work. So if you're interested, if you're anywhere in this state, I would recommend looking into these career fairs. And you'd be surprised, you know, how far they go out. The Grand Canyon, on the reservation, all over. Mostly for us, particularly, is going to be the Northern Arizona region. But, you know, like I said, Parker wouldn't classify as that.
Yeah.
And there we are.
There we go. So one of the things, I'm looking at your flyer here, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of partners on your flyer that, now are these partners all job seekers, or job employers, potential job employers, or are these just people trying to help our community to make sure people are employed?
It's a combination mm-hmm. of both. We have our partners that help to put on the job fair, mm-hmm. which is Yavapai College, Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona. I'm looking at the flyer because I don't want to miss anybody. Arizona at Work, NACOG, United States Department of Veterans Affairs, if I said that the right mm-hmm. way. I believe that's our committee that works together. Mm-hmm. And then we have Prescott E-News.
There you go.
Which we're very happy. Then we had Arizona Signals, which also helped to get the word out this year. Yavapai Broadcasting, they are on the spot day of, they do our live remotes.
Okay.
And then we have, so that's like our partners that put the event together, help spread the word.
Right.
And then we have our sponsors that we could not do this event without them, because there's costs involved for mm-hmm. any event. And mm-hmm. Fan. Mm-hmm. We love Fan. Fan is a wonderful sponsor, and they are pretty much every job fair we have. Fan sponsor, so we can honestly say we couldn't do our job.
It's just so rewarding. These events are just, you can't miss them, you know. Mm-hmm. There's such good applicants, and you know, we fill these jobs that are hard to fill because of this outlet, and that's just black and white, you know. We can't do it without you guys.
Well, thank you.
Well, and I've heard on a personal basis that Fan is an awesome company to work for, and that you really care for your employees. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just the wage, it's not just the benefits, but there is a community built into your company that you care about each other and you care about the larger community around you. So kudos mm-hmm. to you guys
Thank
for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it helps being, you know, the third generation now with Jason Fan taking over, and mm-hmm. It's just a family strong company, and offer great benefits, and Mike Vann, you know, philanthropist of the year, you know,
right.
kind of shows a lot of his character and his son's character as well.
Right. So, but you have a lot of other really great companies.
Yes,
that you partner with.
Our other sponsors this year are ResCare Home Care, AMR, powered by Lifeline, the ambulance group, and mm-hmm. Prescott Honda. So those are our other sponsors. And then Goodwill, I have to say, they're also a sponsor. They're not just a partner. They are a sponsor of the job fair. And anybody who, you mentioned them earlier too, mm-hmm. if you're wondering, how do I get my resume ready? Like, I want to go to this job fair, but what do I do? Those partners, Goodwill, NACOG, Arizona at Work, they're there. They want to help. So you have just under a week to go visit those agencies, walk in and tell them, job fair next week. Help me.
Right.
And that, and you say those words, job fair next week, they'll be on it. They're mm-hmm. like, that's, we want to get you ready for the job fair.
And I think that that's an important thing too to point out, is that it seems like in the past, sometimes there were a lot of kind of scattered job fairs, you know, for with this organization, that organization, but now you are coming together and combining a lot of these and making the job fairs very effective and very valuable for both employers and employees.
Yes, instead of having, you know, oh, let's do a job fair here, job fair there, job fair there. Let's just, yes, let's all work together. And we do have about 8 or 9 of them throughout the year. But again, it's working all together and in the different communities. So we mm-hmm. have a Prescott job fair, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. And in May, we have the young adult job fair geared towards just 18 to 24 year olds. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Cottonwood, Sedona, but it's all the partners working together. So instead of having 5 different job fairs in Prescott or 5 different ones in Prescott Valley, mm-hmm. we're all working together. You'll still see little ones, and they're not called job fairs. They have other names for them that Goodwill might have just at their center, where it's a specific company's coming in. And, you know, I'm going to make up a name of a company, Smith's Water Center.
Okay.
Is high, and they're new to town or something.
Right.
And they're needing, we'll just say IT people.
Yeah.
And so they might have something just at Goodwill that day for Smith's Water Center.
Right.
For their IT people. But it's not really a job fair. So you might mm-hmm. see little ones like that still at the different centers. Mm-hmm. But again, if they let us know, it's a community partnership and we'll help promote that particular function that day. All of us will work together to help get the word out that, hey, Smith's Water Center having this day, they need help.
And I would think this time of year is the perfect time of year to be job hunting, because there's going to be a lot of needs throughout spring and summer, mm-hmm. And even into the fall in our community.
Right, and that's why there's strategic timing to the job fairs. This one, yes, spring's coming, so you're going to have your summer help that's needed, and then the one we do in Prescott Valley in the fall, that's the seasonal hiring. And so mm-hmm. we'll have companies that have come in specifically for Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
And people know that when they get those jobs, that this is mm-hmm. not going to be permanent. But it may lead to permanent employment. And I've heard people say that. They got on at UPS. They attend the Prescott Valley job fair for just the seasonal hiring. And then afterwards, got a permanent job, because UPS saw, you're great. We like you. We're yeah. keeping you. So will you stay?
You know, I think that people sometimes have a negative perspective on the job market or the employees that are out there. They think they're not dependable. They think they don't have professional habits and stuff. But it sounds like from what you were talking about, that most people that come to your job fairs, they're ready to work. They want a job and they are motivated.
I would say for the most part, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, and I'll be honest, I think with any job fair, you're going to get some that maybe are the ones that you're talking about,
right.
that people do view. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, what we see walk in the door, and we do surveys afterwards, and we mm-hmm. follow up with our employers.
Yeah.
And there's a reason we continue to have these job fairs, because we hear the positive feedback from the employers that say, yeah, we're ready for the next one. We'll be there.
So what if I'm an employer and I want to get involved in this job fair? Are there any openings, or is this pretty much closed for now?
We still have a few spots we could let people in.
would be like tomorrow would be the very end that I could let anybody in. So right. tomorrow being Friday, March 22nd.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this after March 22nd, it's too late.
But you do have other job fairs coming up in the future.
Yes.
And so can you tell us about those?
Yes. May 1st, that's our young adult job fair, which is geared towards the ages 16 to 24. And it's a little bit different of a job fair. It's more of a career and job fair. And this one, where the one we're having in Prescott is all about jobs. And mm-hmm. pretty much you walk in, it's either someone that's hiring or someone that can help you get a job, like Goodwill or NACOG, those resources. The one in May, it could be colleges there, resources, or employers. Because we want to help the 16 to 24-year-olds learn the next step. And maybe that person graduating high school wants to go to college. This one wants to go to the military. This mm-hmm. one's not sure what they want to do. Uh-huh. And this one knows they want to work. Or right. this one wants to go get in the apprenticeship program at FAN. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different of a fair. And some of them that attend there have no idea what a resume is.
Right.
So again, that's why we offer this one. We need to help our youngsters. The mm-hmm. stuff we were taught in school years ago is not mm-hmm. being taught there anymore. So they don't even know how you should dress. You make eye contact, shake hands. They don't know any of that.
So suppose you're a young adult and you're interested in this job fair. Is it a good idea for them to contact like a Goodwill or NACOG or something like that to maybe do that resume in advance and get some, you know, a head start on the event?
Always, yes. And we will, when that one gets closer, we make sure the word gets out to the high schools, mm-hmm. their partners on this uh-huh. one. But again, if they don't, they can show up that day. And at this one, the companies are a little bit more understanding when they show up in the shorts or the t-shirts because you've never been to a job fair before. You don't know. And that's okay today, but in the future, don't dress like this.
Right.
So that one's a little flexible, but that's a big deal. And this will be the third time we've done this one. But again, we hear from employers that are there. The first year, actually, we held that one. Someone told us, one of the employers, we know we're not hiring anybody here today. But we know how important this is, and we'll be back next year.
So, well, that's awesome. And, you know, young people, you know how to dress properly if you need to. And I know that they have the future business leaders in association mm-hmm. on the high school campuses. So go talk to that future business teacher and see what they suggest. They can help make sure you are ready and prepared because that will give you a leg up. That will help you stand out in advance.
Right.
So after your May 1st one for the young adults, by the way, are there jobs just for the summer for high school students and stuff available at that fair?
Yeah, there will be. And then again, at this one, at the Prescott one, we've also got some, or have some summer camps there.
Okay.
So again, we will have positions that if we can encourage those high schoolers to attend. But yes, there will be positions, summer jobs at the young adult. And then after that, we have a little summer break.
Okay.
And the next two will be in September. And we're going to have the Prescott Valley one, which will be at the Finley Toyota Center. I'm still working on making sure I say the name right. And we'll have a Camp Verde Employment Expo, which is going to be a little different of a job fair. It's going to work in some intern and apprenticeship program learning with it along with the job fair. So we're still working out all how that one's going to process. And that'll be in September also.
So let's talk. You mentioned internships.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people offering internships at some of these job fairs?
Some of them do. We just, unfortunately, they don't supply the information like we ask in advance. Like, do you have internships or jobs? And yes. Okay. And how many and what? And it's like pulling teeth. That's why I love FAN because they give us the information and we know. And so some of them we don't know until the day of. What they're actually, when people go talk to them, we have interns.
Right. So, let's talk then to employers a little bit. And as an employer, What should you, because not every employer will have an HR department or somebody representing their HR department. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a mom and pop store, yes, and mom and pop do everything. Mm-hmm. So what should employers do to be prepared and ready for these events?
Good question. We've created what we call the best practices now, uh-huh, and we give them up to the employers in advance to help for that exact reason. But they should come as prepared as possible to make their table shine. That's the word, uh-huh, we like to say. The more their table shines, the more likely someone's going to stop by and talk to them. If there's nothing on that table, unfortunately, that's just the way the world is. People are not going to stop at that table. So we encourage them, if they have a tablecloth that has their business name on it, to bring that. If they have, like you have e-news behind us, if, uh-huh, they have something with their company's name, company image, stand-up displays, bring, mm-hmm, those. Make sure they have plenty of flyers and handouts to put on the table. More material, the better. And Fan has this down. They have awesome tables every year. And the important thing is, too, is to get up and not just stand behind the table or sit behind the table. They need to get up themselves and make eye contact. Mm-hmm. And don't just be staring in their phone or staring at their laptops, because we know a lot of them have to do work while they're there, because business does not close, mm-hmm, just because they're there, especially, right, for, like you said, a mom and pop shop. Mm-hmm. But make sure that they're still looking up and making eye contact with the job seekers that are walking, mm-hmm, by. And, you know, don't, and if you see the job seeker looking down, because job seekers will do that too, uh-huh, get their attention and stop them.
So now this is going to be a weird question, sorry, but I used to do a lot of trade shows and go to them and also set them up. And I always found that a bowl of candy was really helpful, because people come by and they want to, yes, grab a piece of chocolate or something. Does that hurt to bring something,
no,
like that?
No, it doesn't. And most of them do bring some kind of candy. Uh-huh. And even I will walk around and go get the candy.
So, okay, folks, you know, I mean, we got to feed these needs a little bit once in a while. But it does, I would think that it would also be a way to show that you're welcoming, a way to show that you're friendly, you know, and that you have a little bit of a heart for these folks wandering, right, through.
And some of them bring their, I guess you call it gadgets and gizmos, uh-huh, whether they're the little bracelets or, right, pens.
Tchotchkes,
yes, yeah, that's the word. Uh-huh. Chapstick's always a good one, because I'm always walking around and stocking, yeah, up on my chapsticks.
Now we know what to watch for when we see you.
Yes, chapsticks.
Chapstick and candy.
But yes, those are good, because they do at least get the person to stop by when they're like, oh, what do you have on your table? And then, right, it does invite them, and then you say, oh, mm-hmm, so what are you here today looking for positions? What experience do you have? And, mm-hmm, again, because if they're thinking, well, you're just maybe a caregiving company, but maybe you're a caregiving company hiring for that admin position right now that they don't know about, or, you know, because they're just thinking, oh, caregivers, and I'm not, mm-hmm, a caregiver. No, we're hiring for an HR person right now. Oh, well, I can do that.
Well, would it be helpful to have like a chalkboard or a whiteboard or something with a list of the job openings that you're looking for?
Yes, and we encourage them to do that too, that they should have a display up, not just a piece of paper sitting, yeah, down like, right, this, but a display up written on so people walking by can see it. And we're actually going to be trying something new this year that we're still working out how we're going to do this, but creating a form that hopefully I'm going to get emailed out to everybody before the job fair, mm-hmm, but that they can write their positions on, that we're going to take and put on a big board in the gym itself, so that the job seekers, not only should the positions be listed on the tables, but the job seekers can go up to a big board and, mm-hmm, see, oh, okay, so Fan's hiring for their regular positions that we would think that Fan's hiring, yeah, for, but also the IT position. Okay, oh, I didn't know that. So another way just to encourage job seekers to know that it's not just what you think a company's hiring for. They have more than what you think outside the box. We're just trying to encourage and help the job seekers, because that's what it's about.
Okay, so I'm just rattling with questions, so if you get tired, just tell me. But suppose somebody has to work like till 5 or 5:30, doesn't think they can get here on time. What happens if they send their spouse or significant other to at least gather up applications? Is that okay?
That's okay. Mm-hmm. We've had people do that before. I did that 1 year for my daughter. I walked around. She was looking for caregiving positions, yeah. And I walked around the tables and got information for her.
So really, this can be, I don't want to say a family event, but anybody's welcome to come and mm-hmm. see. Do the people that come need to be unemployed? Or can they already have a job but be looking for something different?
Oh, exactly. No. Yes. Okay. That's what I talked about at the very beginning, why we changed the hours till 6. We call that the underemployed, uh-huh. that you're looking for a different position or maybe the second job. So you can right. be employed and attend. You're more than welcome.
Okay. So what have we missed?
Let's see. I do wanted to say, I did mention the veterans earlier. But what I also wanted to talk about is for the veterans, we also have what we call Veterans Row there, that it's there to provide extra assistance to the veterans, because we're so mm-hmm. thankful for our veterans and for what they've done for mm-hmm. us. So we have just a few agencies that we attend every year that are there. So mm-hmm. veterans that need assistance with, you know, resumes or just in general, work-related, careers-related, or just questions in general, there will be what we call Veterans Row. So just want to point that out to all our veterans that may be watching.
Okay, great. And what would you like to add?
I don't have very much to add, but just to say that they're great events, and you know, if you've never had opportunity to come, you know, the timing or whatnot, I definitely recommend it. It might surprise you. It definitely surprised me when I got an HR and saw this big event and how, you know, resourceful it is to the employee, you know, the employers and the job seekers.
So this is obviously about business. This is about working. But is it fun too?
It's fun. Yes.
So, I mean, it may not be a big party, but it's still kind of fun to get together with a lot of people and just kind of see how vibrant our community is. I think a lot of people don't realize how vibrant the community is. And you hear a lot of times, I can't find a job. Well, this gets rid of that excuse.
This does get rid of that excuse. I mean, when you hear those numbers, over 1,000 positions available, and you go, well, how could there be? And yes, there's a few big employers there that are some of that number. But, mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at this list and go, well, my gosh, that's two-sided of companies right. that are going to be there. That is a lot of positions. And, you know, and someone, when you mentioned if you're already employed, mm-hmm. and I just saw one on the back, and I thought about that, U.S. Census is hiring. So maybe if someone's just looking for some temporary money right now because they got a vacation they're saving up for, or just uh-huh. something that, I don't want a full-time job, but that's a good example right now that you can come in and get a part-time job with U.S. Census that's temporary. And that's perfect for, like,
you said, some little extra money.
Make some little extra money that you're like, well, I don't know. Do I need to attend? Hey, you're saving for that cruise somewhere. There you go. Come get a job with the U.S. Census.
Right. And I would think, too, that even if you aren't necessarily looking for a job right now, it's probably worthwhile to come see what companies there are, see what they're looking for as far as, and you may have family members that you want to suggest contact a company, or you may just want to be prepared for the next job fair because maybe then you want to consider making a change.
Yeah, and that's a good point right there too. My daughter, she's only 15, but she's attending the young adult one in May. Mm-hmm. So when she's 16 and ready to work, she's prepared and knows what it's about. So she's mm-hmm. thinking ahead, and yes, it helps that her mom does this. Yeah. But actually, that was her idea on her own. She asked me, can mm-hmm. I attend that one so when I am 16 and I can start to go to work, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So like you said, even if right now you're not necessarily, I don't need a job, but let me go see what this is. Let me go walk around already, do some networking, get my face out there, start talking to people. Mm-hmm. So when I am ready, when I do graduate later this year, with my bachelor's degree or master's degree or whatever it is you're doing, or certificate, that I've already made some connections. My name might already be out there. They might remember me. That's thinking ahead. That's preparing yourself.
So you mentioned over 1,000 jobs. How many people do you expect to attend?
We usually have between 300 and 400 people attend. It just depending on, let's face it, the unemployment rate and, uh-huh. and what is going on.
So not every job will be filled.
Every job will be filled. And that's event. Unfortunate because we know that there's people looking for work. So get there. There's plenty of jobs for you.
So, okay. I think we're going to sign off unless there's anything either one of you want to add.
I did actually just think of one more thing. This is actually a 2-for-1 event this year. I just remembered the teacher's job fair is also going on at the same time. We teamed up this year. So we're going to be in the gym, and the teacher's job fair will be in the library.
Oh, that's great information to know.
Right. So if you're husband and wife, and you're one of you is a teacher, and the other one's looking for the whatever kind of position, both of you come. And one of you go in there, one of you go in the other building, or vice, or hit up both job fairs.
Right.
Because you never know.
Now, on the teacher's one, are they also looking for aides and things like that that may not necessarily require a teaching credential?
You know, I don't, they're kind of handling their own job fair, mm-hmm. so I don't know what all they're hiring for, but I would say come check it out no matter what and see, because again, I know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I know it's been kind of desperate in the teaching world mm-hmm. of what they've been looking for, so come check it out if you're into that realm.
Okay. I think we're done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Facebook.